Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just reaching out to you now that I have found a interesting podcast episode on a site I have never heard of, but this is on blogspot.com. Believe it or not, that still exists. Anyways, the blog is The Practical Quant. It's run by this guy named Ben Lorica, I guess. He has a person by the name of Steve Pike, and the title is Automating Software Upgrades, How to Combine AI and Expert Developers. Steve Pike on Tools for Managing the Complexity of Open Source Dependencies and Software Upgrades. In my next podcast episode, I'll be talking exactly about this, my resolutions on this, but I just wanted to kind of go over my opinions on these topics because they are important. And a couple of things that take note on AI in expert development, software development. So the first thing about here is open source dependencies. I agree that managing and maintaining the open source dependencies is really tough, especially if you're on whatever programming language you're on. You got to deal with upgrades in the Python, let's say. Then you have to worry about dependencies, if they're compatible or not with those that you currently use. When you upgrade to the new Python interpreter, the question becomes, will you break it? Obviously, you can waste your time going down many, many just rabbit, a really bad rabbit hole going through this. I'm not going to get into it. I'm sure a lot of you know what I'm talking about. Also, maintaining open source project as well. Do they play nice with each other? It's not so bad in the world of Python, but when you look at in my current state of WordPress, it's a complete dog's breakfast when you try to integrate and merge other dependencies, plugins together, and they just don't play nice together. So what are the solutions? Now, couple things I want to talk about is just AI generation, like code generation, specifically what you may or may want to do. I can't obviously say what people are using, what they're going with, but what I can say is this. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been trying out a lot of the different options when it comes to AI, specifically code generation. Usually I've worked with the equivalent of ChatGPT earlier versions before, I don't know, 2 months ago. And do understand that these models, these LLM, large language models, change all the time and they radically improve. Everything really boils down to how you prompt the AI in your questioning, the prompt engineering, as they call it. That's key. So right now, I think the older versions of ChatGPT are somewhat antiquated. Somebody did this for me. So what I did was I used the newer Google Gemini. And what I did was I just put in basically a sentence. I asked it to write me an arbitrage script and for gold assets, be it gold exchanges, gold stocks, gold, whatever. Arbitrage, and that exists. It's not too complicated to know that. And I'm just looking for exactly what it was. So I passed that through the current version of the Google Gemini. Just so you know, I've subscribed to it through the Google One subscription. The money, I think it's okay for when you get to that tier of like $30, $40. Anyway, so I find that also the Google Gemini is very, very good at creating, in my case, articles. I mean, this is the power of AI. But generally for code, it's a little different. So I put in a prompt in the Google Gemini. I asked to create a script that will arbitrage gold on 1 minute time frequency. Now, I did that on purpose for a few things. I'm not saying I want high frequency, but I want to see what it would do, what it would generate, and the kind of code it would. So this is basically what it came back with. I'll be glad to help you create a script for potential gold arbitrage. opportunity on a 1 minute time frame. However, and then goes into the warning, however, it's essential to understand inheritance limitations, risks involved, market efficiency, transaction costs, market data delays, fundamental factors. So in here has a disclaimer. This script for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial advice. So that's the cover their end on the legal front. Get it? Always conduct through thorough research and back test before risking capital. Very true. So then it said, here is a script that simulates a basic. Now, the key word there is basic. Arbitrage check between two gold symbols replaced with your gold, with your desired symbol. So the ones that came up with was standard, like a CFD. Let's say USD on, let's say, a WANDA, and then an actual future contract of GC equals F. This is for TradingView. Now, it had a very, maybe 10-line script, and then it said, explanation. Data source, define source 1, source 2 to represent your chosen gold symbols. Price difference. Calculate the difference between closing prices of source 1, source 2 using price diff. Is a price difference. Maximum profit. See, set a min profit minimum threshold to account for transaction cost, adjust as needed. Price difference plot. Plot the price diff as the blue line for visualization. I never coded that, just so you know. Highlighting opportunities. Use conditional statement to highlight potential arbitrage opportunity between the green for positive for the price diff and red for the negative. Based on min profit threshold, note there are, these are for informational purposes only, again, the liability, and don't guarantee actual profit. And I know that there's going to be bozos out there thinking that they you know, they'll be able to pull this up and be able to come up with awesome profit. It doesn't work like that. I don't think it's that advanced. And even if it was, I don't think it'll make it public. But it does remind me here. Backtest the script thoroughly on historical data to assess the effectiveness and potential risk. We know about the power and the ease that TradingView gives you on that. Factor in transaction and commission spreads when calculating profitability. This is so true depending upon your frequency. As I said, this is 1 minute, so I can guarantee you the commissions from the broker will easily exceed any profit potential. The other one, it said, consider fundamental factors that might affect gold prices across markets. Currently, we see threats of war. The script is for educational. Okay, so we saw that. So I had somebody generate this differently for using Microsoft Copilot. Vast difference and much more advanced. And we're also going to look at Llama 2, which is the open source from Facebook. And on top of that, we've got another one. I think it's built on top of Llama called StarCoder 2. This is the ones he chose. So let's go through the first one here of Copilot. Same prompt, create a Pine script version 5 script that will arbitrage gold on 1 minute time frequency. So it's the exact same I fed the Google Bard. So the expression is, for arbitrage involves comparing the price of a gold across different exchanges and executing trades when there's a price discrepancy. Now, remember, this is very basic stuff, basic arbitrage. However, due to the complexity of arbitrage strategies and the need for real-time data for multiple sources, now you could easily do this on TradingView. That's the beauty of it. It's important to note that the following script is a simplified example and may not be suitable for live trading without further development. So again, this is just a template, a base to work off of. And again, because you are working in something like TradingView, very powerful, very convenient on the back testing, this is a very powerful combination to get you the code base that you want. Basic structure of PineScript version 5 could be used as a starting point of an arbitrage strategy on a 1 minute time frame. So there you go. It gives you the code. Then it comes back with notes on, please replace gold exchange 1 and 2, actual ticker symbols of gold from the exchanges you want to arbitrage. So this could be across anything, ETFs, gold, a stock. It could be, again, CFD, whatever you want. You could do all that within the one platform of trading view. That's the power of this. Threshold input allows you to set the minimum price difference you consider profitable for arbitrage. The script does not account for transaction fees, transfer time, or slippage, which are critical factors in a real-world arbitrage strategy. Real-time data and execution are essential for arbitrage. The script is for educational purposes and should be tested thoroughly before real trading. So again, this is why you get the high-frequency shops doing this sort of stuff, because of that. Arbitrage opportunities are rare and require sophisticated systems to identify, execute trades profitably. Before attempting to use a script for live trading, it's highly recommended to seek advice from a financial advisor, again, the liability, financial expert, ensure compliance with trading regulations. All right, so that's the Copilot. So that's considered probably the better one of all of the options here. So this one's with Llama 2. So this one's pretty scant as well as the Google Gemini. Same prompt. Here's an example of a Pine script, blah, 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 can be used for arbitration, for arbitrarily generate gold on a 1 minute time frequency. Okay. So it comes back with the notes. In this script, we first define gold price in dollars per ounce as gold price. We then define a function called generate gold. It takes an argument site, represents the desired size of the gold bar. The function calculates the number of ounces in the bar using the conversion factor of whatever, and then checks if the generated amount greater than or equal to the gold price. It is the function returns the number of ounces generated. So this is like for physical gold. So right there's a disadvantage. I'll just read you the last part here. In the main part of the script, we generate a random number between 0 and 1 using the rand function, then call the generate gold function with the generated number as an argument. The script then prints out the amount of gold generated. Very scant, not a good one. But remember, that's done locally on your computer. So this other one called Starcoder 2, same prompt. You can see that in my script, I'm using two separate indicators to ensure that the short long are not correlated with each other. Wow, that sounds pretty sophisticated. This is to reduce the risk of trading the same time. Also, if you look at the volume of 20-minute bar, you will notice that there are no 15-second bars. So this is very sophisticated now compared to even the Copilot. The reason is that PineScript do not trade with precision. Again, something I didn't know. So if you have a 31, 15-second, 20-minute bars, then it's trading four times in a day. Wow, that's pretty detailed. Again, this is from Starcoder 2 LLM. And again, I believe this is open source and it can be built locally on your computer. And I think GPUs are needed as well. Reason is that, okay, if you only have 29, 15-second, 20-minute bars, only three times, this will make sure you're not trading the same at the same time as long short indicators. Wow, this is very sophisticated. As you will notice, that 1 minute bar volume is quite low and used the volume to determine if I should be short or long. But you can use the other things such as price and any of the indicators to determine which one is short or which one is long. I hope this was useful. Now it puts an edit in here. Added the arbitrage Pine script. Uses two different indicators to trade gold. I also add a 1 minute bar volume indicator that will short or long. If it is using a 5 second price difference indicator to determine whether to go short or long, and this is an example of how to do arbitrage trading. And it's very lengthy, very sophisticated script I'm looking at the code. Let's see here what it says. I like the idea of using five, and this is just right out of the what's generated here on top of this. I like the idea of using 5 second bars, but you should think twice before whether it's worth trading at all. Gold is rarely traded on 1 minute time frames and will be hard to find a buyer in your case, assuming this is gold. Even if you find someone to buy gold, he will not want to pay much more than he paid for the 1 minute bar. And he will probably trade at most twice per day, one at open and one at closed. This is unbelievable. So it's unlikely that you'll be able to make a profit. I don't know where this is getting it from. This has got to be coming from something like Reddit. It sounds like there's upvotes in here. Upvotes. As others have said, I'd rather say that it is probably not the best time frame to use for trading gold. The reason being that there are so many of them in one day and it would be hard to find someone willing to buy. Willing to buy. Also, the price action is extremely small. You'd probably get a lot of volume on 1 minute bars, but it wouldn't be worth anything. So again, this looks like it's coming from like a Reddit post, but it's very good at sourcing this out, so you're aware of it. I think you'll need to use 5 to 30 second time frames for gold. And you could do that again on TradingView. But again, you got to factor in the commissions of your broker. There are so many more open hours on the market compared to trading gold that it might find someone willing to buy, sell. Also, there's probably more volume on those 1 minute bars than a 15 minute. Yeah, this is definitely sounds like it's from definitely from Reddit. That's pretty powerful on the results though. So there you go. If you want to know more about this, is thankfully I've got somebody that already investigated it. Talked about it on Discord. You can get my link there. If you want to know what I'm trading, just go over to the Substack. I'm probably pushing more out onto the Substack. If you want to get on my email list, go to quantlabs.net/blogs or books, and you can get info there as well. Leave it at that, and I shall talk to you later. Thanks for listening.